Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Nothing's working.
Woo!
Certainly not those lazy. What's it called?
Just keep on doing that back and forth. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's a Monday. Shannon, it's a little loud. Yeah, make it sound. Make it sound good. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast, baby boys. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez coming at you like Cleopatra in your mama's butt cheek. Gas Digital Studios, Monday morning. We ain't fucking around. International superstar and the newly married Zach D'Amico is here. Yay. Zach's got new funny glasses on. He's got a Nasty Boy shirt on. He's got a new, you're glowing.
Know,
are you pregnant?
Working on it.
Are you she's pregnant right now? She's trying to get that cum.
Yeah.
She loves cum, dude. She told me that all night. She kept on whispering in my ear, I love cum, please. I need some cum right now.
Was this at the wedding?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was a fun wedding. A lot of fun. We'll talk about that on today's show. But we have two incredible white guests. We're back to the drawing board. We're going with white. White is right, as always. Reliable. Look, are they going to be the fucking funniest guy at the lunch table? Probably not. But they
are they going to be on SNL? Probably not now.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, Ian Fidance, to the show.
Yeah,
clap
thank
for himself.
You.
Clap for himself.
Louis, I gave you a gift.
What's your gift?
The sticker.
Oh, the sticker. I would literally rather you book the sticker instead of Ian. Can we just put this in the chair? Ian, go. Can you leave? And we're just going to literally just...
It does look very Tom Goes to the Mayor. Like, it could just talk.
No, you're wasting it. Louis, no! It costs money!
What do you think I'm going to do with the sticker, Ian?
Put it on your computer.
I'm not putting it on my computer. Look at all the stickers on my computer.
I know. You have room for it, though, right there.
Room, right
these are
here.
Things that I respect. Okay,
right
look, let me show you.
Real
Ass
right
Podcast. These are things that I love and respect. Real Ass Podcast. Bumping Mics with Dave Attell and Jeff Ross. Skankfest. Hold on. Zach D'Amico, my fucking brother, partner in crime, newly married.
What is I Escaped? Is that something the girl never said?
An escape room.
Oh, an escape room. Wow.
A.K.A. Lewis's apartment.
Yeah.
That would be a hilarious sketch.
I think it's your life.
We could just do that. That's it, guys.
That's what every girlfriend you've ever had says. I escaped. Now put the sticker on there.
No.
We're friends.
No. Here. I'm going to give it away to a fan. Ladies and gentlemen, 86, what's the number?
573-GASLINE.
573-GASLINE. 10th caller to call in gets a free Ian Fidance sticker.
You're welcome, guys.
My Ian Fidance sticker, and I will personally sign it right now.
Thank you, Louis. Wow.
Look, Ian.
Uh-huh.
I wrote ES.
Uh-huh. ES.
Yes.
Hold
uh-huh.
on.
Louis
Ian
already spelled my name wrong.
Sucks.
Uh-huh.
Dick.
Wow, original Lewis. I've
it's
never
the truth. I'm sorry, I speak
before.
Truth.
Well, good for you.
Lewis J. Gomez. Also, very happy to have back
You're
on the show.
Because my dick's so big.
Very happy to have back on the show. Chris from Brooklyn from the High
What's
Side
going
Radio
on?
Show is here. What's up, baby boy?
Chilling.
You
recovering
chilling?
Still?
I'm so happy to be. It's so good to see you guys all made it out alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun, dude. It's been a kind of a crazy week. It started off with Zach's bachelor party, which we had a lot of fun at. Mm-hmm. Then we had Zach's wedding Saturday night, and I was out till 4 o'clock in the morning just fucking getting hammered. And then yesterday we had Six Flags. So we want to talk about a lot of these
Whoa.
Things. Ian, you were not invited to the wedding.
No, I was not.
I knew you were on the road with a towel.
Or Six Flags.
Zach, why?
You're a sweetheart, thank you.
That's why you didn't invite him?
Yeah, I invited a couple people last minute when I got a few more seats, and I checked Ian's schedule.
Smart. You're a sweetheart, man. Thank
Very
you.
Very smart. You see, Zach's lying.
No, I'm not.
Can I tell you why?
Does make that? Me feel like I got like the after Ian invite.
Oh, why?
No, you were
you a last minute?
Yeah, well, not last minute, like a couple months ago. Wow. But like it was like, I guess a couple people, like family couldn't come.
I didn't even know that I was supposed to be standing on stage next to Zach
until I called him.
Until he told
until
me.
Until he tapped you?
He tapped me on the shoulder and said, come stand next to me right now. I was like,
did Lewis marry you?
No, I walked his mom down the aisle, though.
Oh, that's sweet.
I showed the picture.
You had your hand on her ass the whole time.
Was your dad dead?
I did fuck his mom.
Oh.
No, his dad's awesome.
My parents aren't together.
I love his dad. His dad's fucking great. His dad was just telling Zach and Miko stories all day.
Oh, yeah, but then so during his speech, he said he doesn't have a prejudice bone in his body, and we all just shot looks at each other.
Look, this is
that's so sweet.
I walked her down the aisle, and then I posted that we might bang.
Why do you look like a security guard at Gotham?
Why do you look like a
you look like a ring announcer?
he looks like an 80s like coke dealing like lower tier goon in a movie.
Yeah, you look like the first like he's guy you go to in GTA.
Yeah.
How many callers?
Where's
called
the money? You got the stuff?
How many people have called for Ian Sticker?
Too not many right. to count.
We're at the winner. I have the winner for you, not the one before.
Put
I forgot
through.
To tell Nate.
Oh my God! More than 10 people called. Lewis, that sticker is worth something. I put him on the phone.
We'll
he
see.
Is a bag. Okay, thank you.
Tell me when they're through. And we're through. What's your name? Where are you calling from? How is it possible, guys?
Mm-hmm.
How is it possible? Poor caller. They want this sticker so bad.
This poor person just called 10 times in a row for a sticker. We can't get it through.
I'm sorry, listeners.
You know they're out of daytime minutes.
Yeah, our production team is really fucking up. They're both of them have taken off their headphones and they're huffing and puffing and stomping in circles. When something goes wrong, I just to watch the inaction. As there they are.
Hello.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good talk.
They just breathe. Yeah, well, sometimes
Nate's like, we're in heaps of trouble.
How many people called this podcast? And
oh no!
Oh no! We're in heaps of trouble, mate.
It's not going well. I do not feel good about me job. Me job. Can we do all? Nate's an idiot. Nate told me he was like, "Do we should do?"
I like Nate. What? Hello?
Are they there?
This sounds like when you're playing Call
fault.
Of Duty.
You think it's his fault? All right. Well, maybe it's his fault.
Sometimes. It did sound like somebody just farted into a phone.
Caller.
That sounds like butt cheeks rubbing.
That would be hilarious. Instead of taking the sticker, they call
the phone
and just farted into the phone.
That'd be incredible.
Send that in there.
Hey!
This guy's awesome.
This guy's awesome.
That's not a good chant. It's got to be three syllables in a chant.
This guy rules.
This guy rules. This guy rules. Hey, dude, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
All right.
Are you fucking kidding me? No, nobody wants a sticker.
Is this a joker?
Not yet.
No, hello.
I don't think he can hear us, guys.
I don't think he hears us.
I think
us.
There's
That's
an
the
issue
problem.
With his
That's
phone.
What's going on.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, he doesn't hear us. It's not an issue
can
with his
phone. Can
you
hear
us? I'm there.
You can hear us?
Say yes, I can hear you if you can hear us.
No, he can't hear
He's
us.
He's listening to the radio.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, there's a delay.
He listening to we're on the radio right now? No.
Whoa.
Way. No way.
Whoa. Coming at you Whoa. Live from Terrestrial yep. Radio 107 RAP.
E.
Yeah.
Well, all right, hang up on him. He's stupid. He deserves AIDS.
No. You're my fan.
He deserves AIDS. If he's a fan of yours, he actually
Just
deserves
tweet
AIDS.
Tweet Ian your address on
can
Twitter.
Can you hear me? I can't hear you.
Shut the fuck
we
up,
We can hear
sir.
You.
Shut the fuck up, you gay
hello.
Bitch.
Hey.
We don't want you as a fan.
Hey.
You called up for an Ian Finance
if,
sticker.
If you're gay, say hello. If you're gay, say you can't hear me.
I feel like Ian's playing Marco Polo in an orgy right now.
All right. Please hang up on him.
No, God, no.
That's it. I'm ripping
Keep
this thing.
Keep calling.
I'm ripping it.
No, Lewis.
He's so cheap that he's literally worried.
I'm just worried
sticker.
Ian will rip in half as well.
No.
All right. I like the sticker though, Ian.
Right, it's cool. X Uto X on Instagram, my buddy Carlos.
Oh, he does the stickers or he does the art?
The art.
And the stickers.
Did you see my poster for my European tour?
Answer the question.
He does the art and Sticker App does the stickers, and I've messaged them about putting mine on their Instagram and they don't respond.
Because you're nobody.
You're going on a European tour?
Yeah, bitch.
Say it's not plug
poster.
Time. Blah, 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 blah. Not plug time.
Isn't that cool?
Touch my stuff, dude. It'd be funny if you took the whole cup of water and just poured it into my computer. I
fucking beat the shit out of you. But it would I'd so respect it. I'd start hitting him. I'd start wailing on the side of his head. But when it's all said and done,
going across the room,
you win because everyone's gonna be like, Lewis isn't funny. He's a big bully. He beat up a gay kid. Ian would come out of it like a god. But if he dumped an entire cup of water into my computer.
I mean, I couldn't reconcile that behavior with just the short-term laugh. Because that would put you out of money. You'd lose.
Worth it.
In one hour,
I'd be like, Ian, you're the fucking man. Real Estate of the Week. By the end of the week, you'd win Real Estate of the Week. Almost goddamn guaranteed.
Oh, fuck. All right, here, throw the
phone. If he just threw his phone at your laptop.
Throw my phone, dump it. Ah, oh, shit. That's great.
Okay, look.
Caller.
No, there's no caller. They don't win the sticker anymore.
Call in.
Caller's fucking retarded. We don't have the ability apparently to do that. I have no idea what.
I just found out what happened. Ralph just told me.
What happened?
I thought that it was fixed over the weekend, but apparently they have to do more work to the line. So until that's done,
there's issues with the line.
Tweet.
So this part, no.
Sorry.
Yeah, tweet your entire address at Ian at Fidance on Twitter. Right.
Tweet at it, or we'll give it to the two fans. Staring at us.
There are two fans here.
Yes.
I write down his number so I can get in touch with him.
Girl that rode horses all her life and the human vape. Let's fucking do it.
Look.
Yes.
We're going to have the fans fight for the sticker. How much fun would that be?
Yeah.
Intergender.
Ooh.
Fucking death match right now.
Yes.
I bet Laura would win, by the way. Laura would fight. There's no way somebody who's good at kendama can fight.
He's not even good at kendama. He fucking tried to show it. It didn't go in the thing.
He's just nervous to meet you.
Hmm?
He's nervous to meet Ian.
I understand.
Nobody's nervous
to meet
People
like me,
Ian.
Lewis.
Ian.
Likeable. Fun.
They like
I'm
you
funny.
Because I like you.
Well, I like you too.
I don't even like you, though.
Faggots.
Here's the thing. Not just you likes me. A lot of people like me. I have you to thank for exposing me to more people.
I do expose you to people.
You do.
I do but expose so you to way people. Too many people.
No, not too many. Not
too
enough.
Too many. Too many.
No.
What are we doing here? Wrong. What is this?
I don't get this. Are you guys going to kiss?
We're just being friends.
Just being friends? Yeah. With the mustaches? It's mustaches?
You do have a mustache. You look really good with facial hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ian's kind of attracted to me, and that's really what's been going on this whole time. Ian thinks
Long
that, you know what it is? Ian, in his mind, we're like fourth grade. Like, you know, when you like... When the guy likes
he
a girl,
can't pull
he
your
hits,
hair.
He punches. So he thinks I'm pulling his hair. Ian, I legitimately don't like you. He thinks I'm trying to
By
fuck
way,
him.
What Puerto Rican version of that? It's supposed to be pull the pigtail, not so he likes a girl, so he punches her.
He punched the pig.
Me and my long time.
You know when you just slap somebody with a box cutter out of love?
Me and my long time grade school lover used to fight each other in public.
Yeah. Is this a woman or a man?
Private, we made up. I went to an all boys school. You do the math.
That's so you were that you were gay that young.
I was fun that young.
It's so creepy.
What? Shut up. Better move on to your fucking guess the rapist or whatever fucking stupid.
You read the game notes?
You know. You've been raped. Fucking play that one.
Damn, he's really got your number.
Yeah.
That's actually a great segment. You've been raped. All right. So, Zach, what did you think of the wedding overall?
It was really fun.
Were you happy with it? Was everything great? It was great. It was really great. Very on brand with Zach. I was in a punk rock club.
Ian drop. Boom.
don't feed the trolls. Don't even acknowledge it. He'll stop doing it if he gets any reaction. He literally won't do it anymore. Four or five times of getting no reaction, he wouldn't do it anymore.
Nope. Not true.
Very true. Because you weren't invited to the wedding.
No.
The point I was going to make, though, is Zach has learned from me. I am a true and blue, thick and through sociopath.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would have done is if I would have known Ian was out of town.
You would have invited
him. I would have
him
invited him anyway. I would have asked him to be the best man. I'm like, oh, I can't. I'm on the road to the hotel. I know, dude. I really wanted you there so bad.
I cancel show up just to fucking ruin your plan.
I know how awful. If Ian was at the wedding, I would have killed
Woo!
Him. I rolled dolo. Rolled dolo to the wedding. I've never.
Yeah,
gone
did
to
you
a
get some wedding pussy?
No, bro. First of all, I don't kiss and tell. I'm not that guy. Ian.
Hold on. He definitely tried to get.
Ah, you don't kiss and tell because he didn't kiss.
Doggy. We don't talk about these things.
Well,
okay?
No, no. Things I've seen that are in my brain.
The amount of conversations Lewis started at the table that we were sitting at with Zach's dad, that was like, I think I'm going to fuck that chick. I can fuck that chick. That chick talked to me. I think I can fuck her, dude.
I probably could. I was one of the you highest. I was one of the hottest commodities at this wedding.
Cool.
The bar was low.
The bar was fucking.
Did you see Zach's fucking.
The bar was really just good looking. Rolling on the floor. Somebody kicked
did you see Zach's transition lens wearing friends at the fucking bachelor party? Holy shit.
Doggy, it was.
You're beautiful, m'lady.
How would you imagine Zach's wedding is
just a fucking wild fun time of just freaks, geeks, and everything in between loving each other.
There's not a lot of things
time.
In between freaks and geeks. Like, what is it? Just fucking
fags,
gross people, weirdos.
Yeah. The fucking mutants at table 7 from Wedding Singer.
It was every table was table
every
7.
Table was table 9 from Wedding Singer.
Yeah, there were
love stinks.
What the fuck was that, guys? Relax. That was a little bit dramatic.
Are the phone lines working? Caller?
That was crazy. Ian had an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, dudes. But it was very sweet. Zach, I walked his mom down the aisle, and Zach and Amanda, his wife, they had really, really sweet vows to each other. Zach was fucking bawling like a blubbering baby bitch.
Oh, that's during. So sweet.
I almost welled up when he started crying.
Oh, I welled up.
Yeah, I saw you.
Oh, doggy. I literally had a. At one point, I was like, all right, do not wipe the tear from my eye. And because I knew, like, literally people are watching. They're watching me. I'm the fucking biggest star on the stage, okay? And
he's trying to cry one tear and throw it at the chick he's trying to fuck. emotional. Person thoughts.
This is for Zach, not about my dad.
Yeah, but then one tear started to fall, and I was like,
humanity.
Fuck. And I had to go.
Good. You should cry. It's
no,
good
I
cry.
Should.
It's
for
good
love,
to get it out.
Gay.
For anything.
It was the gayest thing I've ever done.
That'll be
that right. One tear right there, gayest thing I've ever done. Period.
I mean, I didn't have a tear come out because I'm not a faggot, but you know.
That is true.
It's okay to cry.
I cried out my dick. I started coming. The whole time I was up there, I was coming.
My friend is crying. Yeah.
it was great
performance reviews.
You guys were funny. It was great. Your dad killed it in his speech. Very funny. Great. It was
good.
Was...
bad speech? Did you give a speech?
No, I retired from giving speeches.
Interesting.
I actually wrote Zach's speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't speak.
Don't speak. Lewis wrote the speech. It's bad. Caller.
I just want Ian to sit in whatever that was. I have no idea what that was.
As something. See, like, that's where you should have had me at the wedding.
It was an attempt at humor, I think, somehow.
Well, you know. What can you do?
This is good. Well, look, I loved it. And then I stayed up until 4 o'clock in the morning, got home, had to wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning to go to Six Flags.
Holy fuck. How'd you get there? You didn't drive, did you?
No, Justin Silver drove.
Oh, that's nice. Who all went?
The whole Gas Digital crew, except for Shannon.
Where's my invite?
You were invited. I was here when you were invited.
We invited everybody, but no comics really showed up. It's very funny because we had fans that sent in videos that won Six Flags trips. One of them...
Was it super crowded?
What were the names again? It was Josh...
They looked very awkward on the outskirts of that photo you posted.
Josh, Steve. What was Steve's girlfriend's name again?
Stephanie?
Yeah.
Steven, too.
They were super cool, really awesome fans. I just feel like I felt bad for them because we did this thing. It was going to be a Thursday. Every comic was going. It was a whole fucking thing. And we changed the date, and all the plans sort of fell apart. And it ended up being just me.
This
Justin.
Sunday, hang with Harrington.
It was like Gas Digital Crew, and then me, Kim, and Justin were the only comics.
How many times did Harrington just stand next to a funnel cake stand looking sad until someone bought him one?
And he was cool. Everyone was cool. Everyone had a great time. But I will say, the Gas Digital Crew.
Were there long lines?
No. We were going to buy fast passes. But let me tell you something. We might go back again because it was Fright Fest, and I had to leave. By 6:30, and they'd leave by like 7 because they were going to watch Feeny's taping.
Not for comedy.
No, my babysitter was only available till 8:30, so I had to be home by 8:30.
She had a spot.
babysitter. That's great.
So we
you're not a comic,
but it was Fright, and I'd never been to Six Flags for Fright Fest. And it's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever done Six Flags for Fright Fest?
No, not for Fright Fest.
Okay, so like 5 o'clock hits. 6 o'clock hits, and then all the people they hire start to come out. And I'm sure you have a fucking, Zach's going to be a fucking horror snob right now.
Oh, I would love shit like that.
Have you ever been for Fright Fest?
No, I've never done Fright Fest.
What? Dude, I think we're just going to go back in like 2 weeks.
Dude, they take a shovel, I think, on a Saturday. And drag
Yeah, dude.
It.
Yeah. They have guys at 6 o'clock, like out of nowhere, like 250 characters just hit the park.
Yeah.
And like the fountain is just blood. Yeah, it's just blood that's shooting. It's fucking,
really? That's
yeah,
really
dude.
Fun.
Yeah, it's fun. There's smoke everywhere. They turn the park into it turns into like a horror show, but it's the characters are actually good. So it's like at first we just see a bunch of escaped criminals. They're all wearing like jumpsuits, but they're all fucking, and they have chainsaws and shovels, and they're being really disruptive. Like babies are crying and they don't fucking care. Literally this one dude, he's got a chainsaw and he's terrifying, dude. He's like as jarring as an adult. He's like staring people down, just ding, ding. And I guess the chain is, I have whatever it is, a prop chainsaw.
They don't have a chain on it.
But he just goes up to this family and he's just like, ding, 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 and the kid starts shrieking and he's just looking at the kid and he keeps on doing it. And I'm like, dude, stop. It's a fucking baby. It's like a 4-year-old kid.
Peaceful parenting.
It was fucking psychotic, but it was pretty cool.
And baby, watch out. He'll skin your ass raw.
That deserves a Zach attack. That's a fucking solid Limp Bizkit lyric reference for those of you not following the bouncing ball of fucking horseshit that this show is.
Pew, pew. That's great. Dude, when I had a car in the city, we used to go all the time, like me and Monroe and all those guys. So fun.
It's the fucking best.
Yep.
It is the best, dude. It's so much fun.
When you wait
fun.
In line, you're just like talking shit the whole time. We'd play Heads Up. You know that game?
Oh, yeah. We'll see, you like guys are fucking games. Poor shit, dude. We do Fast Pass usually. Wow. But the thing is,
they didn't have Fast Pass when we were kids.
No, they didn't.
You were too poor to go to Six Flags as a kid.
I didn't go to Six Flags as a kid. I never went until I was an adult.
Oh, but you had to go. Yeah, going from Rockland must have been. I used to just go to the Port Authority when I was like 12 and take the bus out there.
We didn't go. We were too poor. We went to the Rockland County Fair once a year. And it was fucking pathetic.
When it was like Travis Tritt playing live or some shit.
Not even. I wish it was that good.
Yeah.
This shit's like a straight up little town fair.
Pig fucking races?
Not even.
That sounds pretty fun.
Meadowlands
Fair had pig races.
I wish there was something as cool as pig races. The biggest thing at the Rockland County Fair would be the Zipper. That ride, the Zipper.
Okay.
Yes.
Which is just a death trap.
It's just an Asian guy in a cage. Come at me, motherfuckers. I ain't getting shit.
There is a certain freedom in
not being in
being a talentless hack.
I wonder how many eyes are on this podcast right now. Ian Finance.
How many tiny eyes are on this podcast today?
The episode that they wrote about in all those shows was very funny.
I was supposed to be on that episode. I could make it.
I know.
So I could have really been that close.
So, it would be like carnival games and like, you know, they'd have the scrambler and it wouldn't even be the Gravitron. Not even that good. Not even that, like literally the best ride with a Zipper. So I never really went on any good roller coasters. There's a Zipper. Once
it was
in a
just
while.
Your parents spinning
what's
you
that
outside.
Shitty I would land of make believe is
Rye
up there, right?
Rye Playland.
Okay,
right in New York.
We had the Italian festival, and the crime got so bad they started making people pay to get in to keep out the riffraff.
Yeah. So Six Flags.
Weird way to say Mexicans?
Yeah.
No. Yesterday, a couple corn pops.
It wasn't. It wasn't busy at all. I was very, very surprised. It wasn't busy at all. So we didn't need the fast pass. The most we waited for any ride was maybe 20 minutes.
Whoa, that's so fun.
Maybe 20 minutes. We were certain rides. Nitro. We rode just over and over again. You could just ride it back to back.
What's the wooden one?
Dog.
That one.
El Toro.
Rolling Thunder. Wasn't it Rolling Thunder?
No, fuck Rolling Thunder. Everything
like
you
Vietnam.
Know. Everything you've ever thought about roller coasters, it's El Toro.
That's the one.
It is fucking.
I've never been on that.
The way I can describe it, it is like being in a hurricane. It's a wooden roller coaster and it just shoots you off. And that first drop, it leans forward, dude. You're in this little, it feels like you're on the top of a bull, mm-hmm. okay? And it's so aptly named. I love it, right? And you're leaning forward, and you, dude, this is it. Oh, my God, dude. I feel like I'm getting nervous right now thinking about it.
This is like newish, right?
It's pretty new, right? I believe it's one of the newer ones. This shit, I mean, it hits that first drop, and you.
Oh, yeah, that is
you
terrifying.
You scream the most, like a death. It's the scariest thing I think I've ever done. I mean, I.
That first drop is 176 feet, and you're going seven. It's at a 76 degree angle, and it just, it
what is a 76 degree? Look at this shit.
One more than 75.
Dude, look at this shit, dude.
You go 70 miles an hour, apparently.
That's not impressive. Stop telling the speed. 70 miles an hour doesn't sound impressive.
That, yeah, it does.
On wood, yeah.
On wood, yeah. In an exposed with a boner? Car?
Take a blue chew?
Yeah, how'd that work?
Yeah, without, like, the thing?
No, dude, it's fucking, dude. Oh, this is the view. Dude, it's fucking horrifying.
Wow, are we watching the intro step by step?
I am terrified of heights. I do not like it. Look at this, dude. And it's just rickety. There's no rhyme or reason to the sounds that these coasters make. You see, like, popping and clicking, and you, like, feel like you're not supposed to jump like that.
How'd this person not lose their phone? Oh, is it going?
Also, you can't have your phone out. It's very illegal.
That's horrifying.
That's horrifying. What they started doing was it's fine. What they started doing was, if you have your phones out, people will be taking videotapes, because then everyone started having their phones. So for the first, there's probably 2 years of phones flying out of people's hands and impaling people in the foreheads.
Oh, yeah.
That was like
yeah.
major accidents, major
like
injuries.
Fabio with the seagull.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, got hit with a seagull. So that the whole policy is you can't have any. They won't even let you have it in your pockets, like, because shit will fly out of people's pockets. They have lockers at all the rides now.
Wow.
Yeah. Every individual ride?
Yeah.
That seems like a fucking pain in the ass.
You can just rent a locker for the day, or you can just do it because people are obsessed with their phones. But I just put my phone away for the day, which was actually really nice to just fucking be in the moment.
Yep.
Just fucking having fun.
So fun.
Everyone else was not in the moment.
I love just being in the moment.
The Gas Digital crew, I mean, whatever. I won't be incriminating Nate.
We just had an intervention for him. Is he on drugs again?
About what?
Doggy, I'm just saying that the Gas Digital crew is hard fucking core.
Why?
Hardcore, hardcore all day long.
They sneak drugs into the park?
Dude, they sneak drugs into the park.
What drugs?
Doggy, when I used to go to Six Flags, we would be like, we're going to smoke a blunt in the gondola. Let's be crazy. These niggas were on, Lewis. I mean, designer ecstasy, GHB, TCB, what? XYZ. I mean, the amount of drugs that I saw going, I mean, acid, Molly, mushrooms, 2C, what was that yogurt place?
TCBY.
Thank you. I needed the reference. Edit that. Make it a funny joke for me and give me a Lewis drop. TCBY. Everyone laugh.
Lewis attack.
Edit, nice edit, okay?
Thank you.
Make it look clean.
Well, good one, Lewis.
You have a drop mocking me?
Yeah.
Lewis, that's gay.
It stinks, dude. You're low rent as fuck, doggy.
Oh, you know that's right.
And. All right, gents, let's take a quick moment and talk about Monday.com, which I love, okay? This is going to be your last chance right now to get your two-week free trial of Monday.com. It is a project management tool. If you have any sort of work project, if you have a team of more than two people, this is going to be the thing that makes your life so much easier. Instead of having to sift through thousands of emails, look for files. I mean, think about that. The last time you worked on a project with somebody, having to search through emails and open one, open another, is that the attachment? Is that the attachment? It's really confusing, and it's a goddamn nightmare. Well, Monday.com lets you log in, track new projects. You can literally be working on 100 projects at once and have different team members have access to different sections, different files. It makes it so simple. Shannon, tell me how much Monday.com has made your life easier.
It really did make a big difference. It helps to know who's working on what particular project or where the files are. It just helps keep us organized.
It's so amazing. And right now, if you go to monday.com/RAP, they're going to give you a 14-day free trial. 14-day free trial at monday.com/RAP. Do it right now. This offer is going to be expiring. Don't wait anymore. If you have anything, creative, business, whatever it is, if you have a team of people working on something, this is the best way to keep track of those projects. monday.com/RAP. Go get that free trial. All right, where were we? What's the funniest, what's the scariest thing you've ever done in terms of ride or
in
anything?
A room alone with you?
I'm just going to keep on mocking Ian with a mocking laugh.
Scariest ride? What's that one that's like 3 seconds long?
Fucking me.
No, the one, it's got like an African name.
King Dakar.
I've never done it.
It's never open anytime I've gone. And yesterday it was closed as well. Is it?
Yeah.
I think the last time I was at Six Flags was the year that ride opened and every other ride had no line.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I was like, I'm not going on.
It's too much. But I think we might go back in 2 weeks. Here's the thing. I was going home to see my son. So it's not that everyone's so much more hardcore parkour than me, because I'm pretty hardcore parkour as well. Okay. I would have partied, but I had to go home and be a fucking father. But I got to be honest with you. The idea of doing acid.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. They're fucking
and
insane.
Getting on El Toro. I mean, look, the roller coaster was great. We did Nitro, we did Bizarro, we did Superman, Green Lantern, the new Wonder Woman ride was fucking batshit. Pull that up. It's fucking cool. New Wonder Woman ride, it broke Nate. That was the moment that Nate was changing.
Mushrooms doing
I wasn't
stuff?
Doing any of that. They were on everything.
I don't want to lose. I ate weed brownies at Action Park once and had a terrible time until they started to wear off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing.
We're just a little bit more
old
school.
K or something.
Do some ketamine instead.
Yeah, I don't want my heart rate elevated at Six Flags.
No, don't. Yeah, you got to show this.
Oh,
it looks like it's just the pirate ship, but yeah, you got to show the whole view of it. Because what's happening? Dude, it's so fast. It doesn't look like
that
shit.
Looks very fast.
It doesn't look like shit, but when you're on this thing, you're like, holy fuck, dude, I'm going to die. It was really cool. Very unique ride. Very different than the other roller coasters that are there. You go like almost like upside down. And you have this weird right there. You hit this zero gravity thing when you hit up there like that. And you're spinning at the same time.
I don't like that at all.
That's so fun. That looks like the Firecracker Popsicle.
With the five deadliest roller coasters. Roller coasters are deadly.
What's the last roller coaster someone died on?
It happens all the time.
Oh, the Great American Scream Machine. That was like shut down one time. When I was there, like halfway up, people were stuck.
Oh, upside down, right?
Nah,
I think it would be surprising what has the most deaths. It's probably Space Mountain. Because that's something that's easy that gives people heart attacks constantly.
Oh, so you're thinking heart attacks are the number one cause of death on roller coasters?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, definitely. It's not going to be a roller coaster malfunction.
Yeah, it's going to be heart attacks.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be...
It's going to be something with the most people and the most old people.
It's never flying off the track through the sky and crashing into a fucking cotton candy cart, which is like what you imagine is going to happen. Yeah. Which, by the way, before Roller Coaster Tycoon was even a thing, I wanted to own a series of amusement parks as a kid. That was one of my dreams.
Oh, really? That's unique to you.
Whoa.
Other people had that dream as a kid?
To own an amusement park?
Yeah. What?
There's literally a South Park episode about it.
No.
I was a weird kid. I wanted to own a candy factory.
Yeah. I was not like others. I liked McDonald's.
Yeah, all the rides were fucking incredible. But to be on drugs, Nate, can you talk about this at all? Or are you sworn to secrecy because of international laws?
I wouldn't discuss it.
Yeah, I'm okay.
What? You'll sing Papa Roach to the guy's face, but you won't tell us about doing acid?
I won't get deported for singing Papa Roach.
Can you get deported for doing acid?
I can get deported for breaking any law. Any law.
Yeah, but admitting that you do acid,
use your imagination.
That,
on, if someone were to do acid,
If I were to imagine someone to do acid.
Yes.
And then go on a Wonder Woman
ride. Go on, say, Wonder Woman, I'd say they'd have a really tough time functioning for about an hour. And then they'd sit and play Halo with Harrington in the arcade.
Yeah.
And then they'd take more drugs, and they'd go on Superman, hypothetically speaking.
Right. And then what happened there, hypothetically?
After that, everything would be wonderful.
Everything's great again. You were flying.
Superman was this person, would have been fantastic.
Yeah. It's true. You had to be evened out. You would have had to been evened out.
Was there... Would that
it was
person,
like the scene in Flight with Denzel Washington, like the next morning when John Wood Goodman comes in. Nate had to take like a whole fucking...
You got to get a Cocoa Puff?
Yeah.
Now, would this person have had like a hard time with reality while doing this?
No, this person would have known completely. In fact, if anything, this person would have been more keyed into the fact that it's like, look, this is just a roller coaster. I may as well enjoy the feelings that are happening to me.
And that person wouldn't equate that with life?
To some extent, that person would be doing that.
Is it illegal for you to admit that you've done acid?
He didn't.
On American
Lewis?
Soil.
I don't want to test it. I mean, probably not. It's probably not illegal for me to admit that. It's probably not a genius.
You hear that, vulture?
Yeah, you can't. They can't get you for that, dude. I don't think admitting that you've done drugs is a crime.
But he didn't do that.
This is a hypothetical anyway. Yeah, we're just talking about.
Because he had a friend that did it. It wasn't
Everything
him.
Said on this is said by characters playing roles.
Yeah, we're all dude. This is satire.
Satire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lewis is cosplaying as a comic.
Honestly,
that's like what this is. No. Ah, Lewis, water, dump. Ian, drop.
Boom.
Ian, drop. All of the gas station employees are psychopaths. They didn't care.
Look at who their master is.
At one point I watched, I don't want to name names, but I just looked at all of them. It looked like they were monkeys eating bugs out of each other's hair because they were just going like this.
What were they eating?
Everything. Any little bit of any drug that was available to them, I just watched them.
Doesn't that make you proud? You've trained them. You've encouraged this.
It's a cool place to work. Look, sure we don't pay enough. Sure, you guys work a lot of hours. Sure,
you're yelling at.
Let me tell you.
Why do you think they're doing so many drugs? They're trying
to
escape from you.
We will arbitrarily yell at you for no reason.
This is a pretty fucking cool environment to work in. If not making money or having a future is not in your priorities, okay? If you just want to come to work
and
have a lot of fun, create some cool shit, be a part of history, okay? And then do as many drugs as possible without really much judgment. Nobody's really judging anybody here. It's a judgment-free zone. We should trademark that idea. Judgment-free.
Yeah, Planet Fitness, a podcast.
No, they get pizza.
Lewis?
We get pizza at the morning meetings sometimes.
Where's the pizza now?
It's leftover.
They moved the meetings to Tuesdays.
Wednesday afternoons.
Oh, yeah. Which means
it's... Where's that sandwich shop again?
I'm going to talk about this on Wednesday's meeting because my son... So we had... Josh made us these amazing stickers. Josh made us these amazing stickers. Because he drew all these pictures of the guest digital characters. And he drew one of
you like stickers, you say.
Shannon. And it's just big boobs and big lips. It's just like huge boobs and lips. And it's really funny, like over-exaggerated version.
Can we see it?
Looks like.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be difficult for her to pull it up right now.
Why, the tits won't fit on the screen?
Ian, please, let me just fucking... Just please, let it unfold. Relax. Sit back for a minute. Just relax.
Yeah, you're right. You're
too much sometimes. Fucking like a you're trying to talk and there's like a beat that keeps on fucking hitting you in the face. You're like, all right, just fucking stop. I have to kill this bee and tear its stinger out. You ever do that? You ever tear a bee's stinger out of its body? I did that as a kid.
I feel like once.
I swear to God, I caught a bumblebee and I said, I'm tearing your stinger off your body to kill you.
Yes, we all know you know how to ruin the life of a bee.
Beatrice. That was a good one, Zach. That was fucking very, very good.
Great, Zach.
It was difficult to tear the stinger off. I took a stick and we ended up just really, really just mashing its
inside
mashing its torso. And then sort of separating its bottom half from its top half. Mm-hmm. That bee, it really had a really painful end of its life. So... what were we talking about?
Shannon's sticker with her titties.
Yeah, I can't download the file from his server again, and I didn't save it.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. But look, it is.
Well, why don't you just
show them them
titties? Now show them them titties.
Now show them them titties.
I do like it. I like that drop. So my son ended up seeing this sticker of Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is big tits. And
is this his boner origin story?
So then I was like, oh yeah, that's Shannon from the Gas Digital Studios. And then and I was like, oh, but it doesn't really look like her. It's just an exaggerated, silly version. And he goes, no, it kind of looks like her. I thought that was hilarious. And then I explained. He asked what Shannon does because he goes, oh, that's the girl who sits at the computer, right? And I was like, well, she's a producer of the show. And then I started describing what a producer was. I'm going to save it for the Wednesday meeting for you guys. I will talk about how I described a producer's job and duties.
How did you describe Shannon's?
Is it good or bad?
What do you think?
It's good. Okay. It's good. How would you describe what a producer does to a 6-year-old?
You know, I actually did try to, to my 10-year-old niece, try to explain to her what I did.
Yeah.
And
what'd you say?
I say that
get yelled at.
She's like, you need to get a lawyer, Shannon. Aunt Shannon, they're so mean to you.
That is what happened.
Aunt Shannon,
we learned about it in the school.
Respect.
It's called sexual harassment. They're not allowed to do this, Aunt Shannon.
You look at penises at work.
Everyone, literally everyone, sexually harasses you openly. On camera?
You measured it next to your forearm on video?
Whose penis?
And Mo the Monster.
Yeah.
Who?
Mo the Monster. And also it. Bobby Sheehan.
Who are these people?
Mo the Monster is a big black porn star. Bobby Sheehan is a little small cartoon comedian.
Oh, I know Bobby Sheehan. Yeah, yeah. I thought that was a isn't there a wrestler?
Bobby named the Brain Bobby? Sheehan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bobby Eaton?
No, Bobby Heenan.
Heenan. Oh, Bobby Heenan.
Bobby Heenan, that's who it is.
Can you get off your phone, dude?
Well, I'm trying to show...
what are you trying to show? Don't worry about showing anything. Sit there and be a guest.
I am being a guest.
No, you're not.
I'm
you're
about
being
to
a
be
fucking,
very
you're
funny.
Being a fucking distracting...
It's kind of rude.
No, I'm not. I'm
it's
about
distracting
to be very
everybody.
Funny to you.
The fans are fucking in an uproar right now.
Are you wearing a Lenny Dykstra shirt right now?
I am.
Did he fight the bagel guy yet?
No, not yet, but he's going to murder a human and it's going to be fucking weird.
It's going to be hilarious.
I hope he kills him. I hope he kills him in the ring.
I kind of do too.
That would Laura, be so great. You should bang Kendama Odyssey. How cool would that be? How cool would that be if I got one of our fans or both two of our
like
fans?
Like right now?
Right now.
Wow, you really didn't do any prep for this show.
No, I have a lot of prep, dude.
Okay.
It's because you're trying not to get AIDS. See, I can look at my phone and still be funny.
You know, you're not being funny. You're being an annoying dickhead.
I'm trying to find this picture, and it's not going to be relevant.
Why are you
now.
Wearing like a fucking old grandma ring? What is that?
I love rings. It's just I like rings. They're Native American turquoise.
Let me see.
He's got a Nuva ring in his butthole.
Not bad. I like it, Chris.
Thanks. Damn it, this sucks.
Can you please? Yeah, it does suck. The whole podcast you're right. Sucks because you're ruining it.
I
my
oh, oh, oh I wanted to show you how.
Do you do this with Jim and Sam? Do you?
I wanted to show you how Shannon sleeps.
He definitely
doesn't
do that with Jim and Sam. Come on. That's a, you know.
You see how Shannon sleeps?
It's a big deal.
Tonight?
Come on, man. Jim and Sam would never tolerate somebody looking at their phone the whole time.
Solid. Take that, Jim.
All right, you guys are right. I tried to do I just wanted to make my friends
laugh. Try to do a sight gag on this podcast.
I just wanted to make my friends laugh.
Yeah, well, why don't you just be in the moment and connect with us? Because that's
guy
what podcasting
is. Guy turns his cell phone off all day, and here he is.
Yeah, no, yeah, you leave your cell phone at home once in a while, guys. You should do that every morning. Every morning, everyone should wake up, put their cell phone away for 1 hour, and just be with themselves.
That's great. I'm glad I could
you
help teach a lesson.
You have to get your cell phone before you put it away in the morning?
To open it up, turn it on, check your text messages, put it back away.
Mm. Yeah.
1 hour. Maybe you get one break in between. At the half-hour mark, you get to check real quick.
That's good.
But then you get to go back, and you get to be one. Be
I like that. Like you're it. Welcome for inspiring that talk.
I fucking throw my coffee in his face so badly. Oh, man. We can't start throwing liquids in the studio, Ian. Oh, don't be a perv.
Sorry.
Laura.
Yes?
Kendama, what do you think? Why don't you bang him in the bathroom right now? How cool would that be? Will you?
We have a camera that could go in there,
too. We have condoms, too. Do we have condoms? Yeah. We have that condom sponsor. For
I hope not.
Are you serious?
Do we have condoms? Do we have condoms? We have condoms?
Possible.
What?
You can check next door. It's possible.
I'm
we
sure
have
we have condoms.
Laura,
by the way, look at Kendama trying to look cool. He did this. He just went like this. And he said, like, because he's now. I wish we had a camera. We need to get a camera pointed directly at the fucking that window.
Yeah.
Because that was a moment where, like, now he's like, oh shit, dude, this might actually fucking happen.
I know.
Because he knows that fucking.
You want to see my
He
Kendama?
Knows that Gas Digital fans are fucking badass whores.
I know. Laura, do us a favor and
show them them.
Titties. Laura showed her titties at Skankfest.
Nuh-uh. Put them up against the window.
Laura, smash. It's not even on camera. Laura,
it's
smash your titties
camera.
Against the window.
Look, she's doing Laura. It, guys. Look. Nobody knows.
Laura, what? I thought you liked this.
Ian's a fag. He just wants to see.
Yeah,
he just wants you to press them together so they kind of look
two
like
two girlfriends.
Put your dick on the window.
Hell yeah.
Kendama.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Look at that.
Put him on the glass.
Don't break the fucking table, dude.
Kendama,
don't get
do
up on
this.
The fucking table.
Yeah, don't
no,
you
do can
this.
Pull your dick
You can
out.
Do it. You can figure this out.
No.
You can put
no.
your dick on the window.
We're,
just
we're
don't
making
actually
the beautiful
pull
Laura
What if his
upset?
Dick has two cups on either side? What is my gun?
Laura, is this... Hold on. Before we do
like
any further with this bit, is this sexual harassment? It is. Okay, good.
Like, get the fuck out, Laura.
Laura, stop being such a pig.
Yeah.
Who cares? Whatever. We're having a man expose himself to you.
Don't. Yes, and
Laura,
question.
Laura, do you consent to him exposing himself and pressing his dick against the window?
Laura, pretend you're in the Blair Witch and just face a corner for a minute. Now take
just
your dick out.
Stare into the camera and cry. I'm so scared.
I'm so scared. That's it. They put the camera on the window.
What is this? Will this make you uncomfortable if Kendama takes his dick out and puts it against the window?
We're not doing this.
She said yes.
No, Kendama, don't.
Ian, shut the fuck up, you fucking party kill.
Sorry, I'm Killjoy. The voice of reason in here.
You're the voice of reason. Socks and orange juice.
I don't want to see that skinny man's dick.
Zach's the voice of reason. It's the chocolate candy.
I forgot that was a candy.
The voice of reasons is fucking hilarious.
As the voice of racism.
All right.
I tried to hook you up with
they're making
dick,
out.
I'm sorry.
They're making out now.
Oh my God. Look at that.
Oh deeply, God.
They're
Whoa.
Deeply kissing each other. That's why. That's what we do here, guys. We get our fucking fans late. Shannon, what happened? You got an email from somebody?
I got a DM. I think it was Friday because that's
That's
when
a dick mustache, everyone. Somebody put his dick along her top lip and made her.
I'm definitely going to shave my like, pubes into a
can
hand.
Can you take back that Lewis
now.
Attack?
No, but dick mustache is funny, dude. Damn. Listen to me. We're just going to edit in laugh tracks later on and edit out this part of the conversation. Shannon, can we do this with the
it's
next episode?
It's
got to
be like a Def Jam crowd.
Yeah,
laughing.
Can we do like a straight up like laugh track for the next
episode? I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Yes, that I can do.
Thank you. I like it.
What, because Monroe's coming in? And racist.
Back off, my
friend. Racist. They actually, Monroe and Derek are coming in on the next show. They truly are.
They that just did our hilarious. Show. It was a great episode.
It's going. We want a straight up Def Jam audience stomping, fucking breaking their chairs, like
walking in circles,
losing their mind.
Just make Derek laugh.
Also, the we should get a Kramer. He's a nigger drop.
All right. I get.
First
go
of all, that. We have a
what for any time they make a joke. That'll
like
be
it.
Their drop.
We have a couple dozen.
I don't like it.
We have a couple dozen N-word drops on there already for my show.
Oh, do you really? You have N-word drops?
Yeah, we have a bunch.
Trying to be original here, Shannon.
There's one.
There you go. So, you guys, why do you? Why wouldn't you tell me that I was being unoriginal? That's the one. That, look, I'm not very smart or funny, but the one thing that I am is original. There's nobody else like me. Nobody in the world. Same thing with Zach. Zach's one of a kind. This is why this is such an incredible show. Okay, because you can't name another show that's anything like this or anything like me and Zach. We're a very unique formula. Mm. Right?
I also host a show with a fat guy and a Hispanic.
It's fine. It's nothing like this show, dude. We're fucking.
Yeah, your show's at night.
We're trendmakers. Shannon, what happened? You got a message. Pull it up. Tell me what it was.
I'll read it to you. It says, Shannon, I would like to pay for your implants. Do you have Venmo? I will transfer you $10,000. All I ask is for you to pay it forward.
Pay it forward.
Yeah.
And what
does
what
that
was it from?
Nigerian prince.
It was just a random person with no picture. I don't think they have any followers. Three followers following 27 people. If you want me to say their name.
No, don't say their name. Okay. That's fucked. I mean, if you want to, you can. But
so,
to get
did you send him your Venmo?
Well, yeah. I mean, first I sent a screenshot to Lewis.
Who called her?
Just to, like, because we always talk about it on this show. Okay. And Lewis told me the whole, like, his whole, how he deserves a percentage of it. And
percentage of what?
A percentage of
$10,000.
Wait, what is this?
Shannon got a DM from an account with three followers and no picture.
Uh-huh.
Shannon, I would like to pay for your breast implants to be replaced. What is your Venmo? I would like to send you $10,000. You don't owe me anything. Please just pay it forward.
Nuh-uh.
Did I get it right?
Yeah.
I mean, pay it forward means titty fuck a fan, right?
I'm
he
a fan.
He didn't specify.
He didn't specify. Just pay it forward means that you would do something nice for somebody else. He wants to. So obviously a guy who has a lot of money. Obviously, a guy who has a lot, you know, maybe lonely, maybe just wants a little bit of attention. There's something called a pay pig, by the way. That's a whole subcategory of like
people that pay for gas stations.
Financial dom or whatever.
Ralph's dad. Ralph's dad is a pay pig.
Come on, guys. That's Trafe. That's
can you do me a favor? Pull up. I just emailed you something, Nate. Pull this up really quick. This is from the Legion of Saints subreddit. Shannon.
She gave him the Venmo.
No, Shannon.
Why wouldn't I?
I'm not
because
for real.
It's not real.
Yeah, but my Venmo is not, and it's not personal information.
Yeah.
I'll say it right
now
Shannon Lee Ding.
Now they can request money from you if they were funny.
Yeah, but I don't have to give
So
it.
What happened with the Venmo? Did he
they
put it in?
Real. Shannon, they weren't real. No. And then they shamed you on Reddit.
Well, yeah, obviously. But I mean, so what's the? I don't understand what the shame is.
There's no shame. You shouldn't have shame.
There's
guy,
people that give their Venmo on their Instagram page.
I know, and also, it's not that crazy. Here's my point that I made to Shannon. I was like, Shannon, take the $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I shouldn't respond to this guy. So I will say, it's not Shannon getting trolled.
What
it's
a made, dumb joke.
It's terrible. Who cares? There are literally guys out there.
This is our Shannon, not yours. Right?
There are guys out there that will
call
pay.
Mm-hmm.
One of the Wachowski brothers, I think, is a pay pig.
Yeah, it's so that's not that crazy. And so my point that I made was, I said, Shannon, why don't you just take the money, okay?
Twice.
Give me 20% because it was my idea. Mm-hmm. So I make 2K just for fucking being there, which is nice. Then I'll protect you too. If he comes to hurt you, well, I will fucking protect you.
Lewis attack.
And then go to Miami, get your tits for $2,800. You still have $5,200 to fucking chill with.
Mm. Well, you pay it forward. You could buy like two other people's tits.
Why are you not a financial advisor?
I mean, it was a great idea. I of course. And to be honest with you guys, if you guys are down to give Shannon money, I will lower that price to 10%. I'm facilitating.
I don't understand
it.
What the joke is. You offer to give someone money, and then you're like, oh, you're a loser for wanting money.
Yeah. It's not a loser. I mean, you know. I understand.
I would have run the jump.
Can I tell you why? I understand Shannon. Right? Shannon's playing the long game here because she knows she's also willing to let somebody titty fuck her for new tits.
Not true.
She's 100%.
No.
100%. Fact.
No.
No question.
Take her word for it, Lewis.
But she's doing this. She's holding out because she knows eventually some fucking guy's going to be lonely. He's going to be hammered one night watching the Real Ass Podcast or SDR show or one of these other fucking shows.
Yeah, and what fucking fan of the show is $10,000 laying
around? There's some rich fans of the show.
Yeah, right.
I bet you there's some rich fans of the show. 573 Gasline, call me with your net worth.
Yeah, right.
573 Gasline, let me know.
They're never dishonest.
We can't share the qual, though.
You relay the message to Nate, and then Nate will let me know in his accent what you're worth and what you make.
There are no rich.
$900 dues.
Yes, he does.
Three cans of Vegemite.
He's worth 100,000 kangaroo pouches.
He's worth heaps of cash in bogans.
What is the Australian dollar? What is it called?
Euro.
They're called Australian dollars.
It's not the it's euro,
the,
you fucking
the Australian
moron.
Dollar. Yeah,
he dollar. Said the euro.
They're dollars.
Do you think Australia's in Europe?
I was playing a character. Satire.
Listen, we push a lot of boundaries.
Yeah, we do push boundaries. Yeah.
We push the boundaries of stupidity.
We take risks.
We should shift the conversation
we
for a minute.
Risky behavior.
I'm trying not to stoke the flames, you know. I feel like the
beat a dead horse on a rickshaw.
Everyone's sort of quieted down about Shane, and we're very happy. It seems like he's good. For
yeah,
now. We'll see. You know, but
we've been on the air for almost an hour at this point. Who knows?
Well, yeah, Nate wanted us to do Chinese accents the whole show, and I was like, "No, Nate.
Nate, that's fucked up.
We're not doing that.
We should at least."
But can I tell you, like, I'm good friends with Shane, and like when this happened. People, did anyone like contact you guys like, hey, what's going on? Like fans and stuff?
Yeah.
The weirdest thing happened, dude. I got a fucking phone call from
dad?
From the president of China. It was weird, dude. I don't know how they got my number, but he left me a voicemail.
Okay, let's hear it.
Hey, Ian. It's just me, the president of China, Chinese president. Just want to say, first of all, I just really love you when you're on the Rear Ass Podcast. Just big fan. And really just, you know, big shame. Know your friends with Shane, just big shame. And, you know, can't even know these days. What's got you coming to? Can't even say C word. That's right, talking about the word comedy. No, nobody can be funny anymore. But seriously, I just don't think it's right to say slurs. Slurs. It's not good to say those words, but you know it is fun to be funny. And my dad wants to
said
talk
it right.
Just big fan, Emperor of China. Let him put him on the phone.
Of the Emperor.
This is the Emperor of China.
The Japanese
and
accent,
I
believe.
I just want to say a message to Ruiz J. Gomez. Ruiz, you are a big retarded Puerto Rican. Yes.
That's very rude.
It's very true. Anybody that didn't talk to you or ever interact knows you have some sort of deep-seated demons that you need to get out very, very quick.
You can't do an accent for more than 10 seconds.
But sometimes your broken crock is right twice a day. Thank you.
That's so. How did they get my number? Is what I'm wondering.
I know. That's weird.
It is weird. But I don't think we should be doing Chinese. I really think it's like a
very
lowbrow.
Yeah.
It's and we've already brow. Like talked a bit. It's been talked it's about ad nauseum. It's not okay to say slurs. I don't like it when you or anyone else does. It's fun to make little jokes, but slurs are not okay.
Slurs aren't okay.
Shane's going to be fine, and I think everyone should just move on.
I agree.
I mean, the fucking president of China didn't even. He sounded like he's like forgiving.
That is true. Like, that is
he
true.
He can do it. Why can't you?
Well, what happened was, so Shane obviously. Comes under fire for making a joke on Shane, Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast. Then they posted a clip from Legion of Skanks where we were just doing more dumb Asian accents. And then they posted an entire episode of Real Ass Podcast, which me and Zach got a lot of fucking plugs. Boom. Major plugs.
Plugs.
Worth Shane's career. for Louis J. Gomez to appear in USA Today, worth it.
Were you on USA Today?
We were everywhere.
You
yep.
stupid
everywhere.
Asshole.
We were everywhere. Page Six. I was fucking crushing Riding. Dick
oh
all
my God.
Doggy. I was
slinging
fucking
dick all weekend.
Slinging dick all weekend yep. long, nonstop. That's what yep. I do, baby. Slinging dick.
Just a
day and night.
Dick slinger.
So yeah, we appeared in that, and this it was worse. Even it's kind of funny because they only have the opportunity the first. This is how short attention spans people have. Like the first thing he said wasn't even that bad. What he said on our podcast was way worse. He said chinks like 8 times. He called Andrew Yang a Jew chink.
I mean, that's just absurd and funny.
That's what Shane's doing. He's being absurd and funny. He's being over the top. It's not like when you're sitting here with a bunch of comics who are trying to be silly and fuck up each other.
I don't think so. I think we're just trying to make each other laugh.
Yeah.
We're trying.
That's who we make each other laugh.
It's fun to say inappropriate
it's
things.
Fun
it's
to say
really
the bad
fun
thing.
To say bad words. That's why it's funny.
Yes,
it's not a speech.
None of it
it's
is not meant.
The reason that it's funny, it's because it's like it's satire. What Shane's doing in that moment is he's being ignorant, and he's being ignorant on purpose. Mm. It shouldn't have to be explained. This is why they fucking suck, because you never have to explain comedy. What's funny is funny, okay? And when you read the transcripts of what Shane was saying,
it's not funny and it's bad.
It was hilarious.
Did you know how funny it was how many Asian people responded like MSG is a chemical found in the nature? And it's like, oh my God, that's the part you're mad about?
It's
well
so
dude
funny.
All these people are mad and they're like repeating the words and they're like, it's never okay to say the word hink, and it's like, you're saying it. How do you not realize that this is whatever?
Yeah. It's
so absurd.
It's so silly. But
and also, if you take if you are podcasting for 2 hours
still say
a week,
dink? Is that
for thousands of weeks, you're gonna have here's the thing. From the time it hit that he got SNL to the time that fucking loser came out with that, like, look at this clip from the whatever.
5 hours.
It did not. He did not find that on his own. He didn't comb through hours.
No,
somebody
he had
fucking
it.
Gave that to him.
I think
from Philly.
I think Shane already, because he had gotten done so well in Montreal, he had all this heat. I think people had shit waiting for him to get
people
a job.
People in Philly had shit waiting because they hated him.
Yeah, there's people. Yeah, that's where they were. There's people that are comics in the scene. There are people that are even fans of the show that wanted to have some sort of impact and be involved in one way or another. So they start tweeting shit. Look, the reality is, like, it got so big that Andrew Yang, who is a presidential candidate, actually responded specifically to Shane.
Insane.
In the membrane.
No, he. I mean, insane whatever. He's like a low. I mean, whatever. He's like a lower tier candidate.
Nah, it's still pretty crazy.
News. It's a presidential
it's
candidate on the debates.
Talking about a thing said on the Real Ass Podcast.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
I had a presidential candidate
so
on my
stupid.
Show the other day.
And like, I don't think slurs are okay to say.
Man, we heard you. Okay, slurs aren't okay.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah. I mean. You know, hold on, let me think of another stereotype.
I hate you. I really do.
What? Simply you cat gotta... in your food or whatever. I mean,
huh?
Yeah. So we. So, but what's kind of cool?
Yeah, you
got to
nip
Andrew
it in the
Yang, Andrew Yang. came out and he sort of got his back, and he said that he doesn't think that he should be fired, and he did an interview on CNN and was like, "Look, comedians are different, and this it's you have to say it. It's very silly that you even have to say this, but it's like, yeah, they're trying to say fucked up things. They're trying to be funny. They're trying to, and you could hit, you could miss. I don't have a problem with really anybody having an issue with dirty jokes. It is what it is. It's where we are at in society. I have really the issues with other comics, trashing other comics. And but after Zach's wedding, I was hammered. And like during, I was just following the Shane Gillis stuff the whole day.
Oh god!
And I was on, and I guess
did you ruin his wedding by talking about it?
No, Patton Oswalt was tweeting some shit. I don't even know what Patton tweeted. I don't remember.
His old tweets,
remember. I remember I got triggered. I got triggered by Patton Oswalt, and because he was tweeting essentially about Shane, he was without naming him. And then I tweeted specifically, I was like, I love every comic who doesn't try to get other comics canceled. Fuck you, Patton Oswalt and others. And I tagged him for no reason at all. I'm just hammered, just tweeting at Patton Oswalt for no reason. I never do that. I never troll like other comics. I'm just not that guy. And then I'll argue with comics online, but I'm not going to just tag somebody and try to troll them. Like, I just don't do that.
Yeah, no, you would never like make someone donate to a GoFundMe or a Cameo thing where someone has say something about
it. It's funny.
Did she end up doing it?
No, she refunded the money.
You guys are buddies though now, right?
I don't think so. No,
I think you guys are friends.
I think I'm blocked on everything still. Here, I'll check really quick.
So what happened with you and Patton Oswalt?
Let's see. Yep, blocked still. She fucking hates me now. I don't care.
Hey, you had a good run.
We had a good run. We were good friends for a good month there. That was nice. That was nice. Me and Corinne. Guys, we fucked. Great podcast. Love those girls. They're so
lightning
fucking
doesn't
great.
Strike twice.
All right. I tweeted at Patton. And then a bunch of people started tweeting at Patton. Yeah, dude, he killed his wife, too.
Oh, God.
Which I hate, by the way. Let me say this. I legitimately hate that. Okay.
Because it delegitimizes us trying to be funny or trying to have an argument.
Yeah,
like, yeah, and I don't co-sign then, that bullshit.
Well, it's exactly,
and then it associates us with that.
It's right. Also another level of kind of being shitty. Do you really believe that? If you really believe that, I guess then you know.
Well,
even
keep me the fuck out of
it. But listen. If you really believe it, I guess like have your opinion. It is what it is. But let's just say there's a 1% chance you're wrong. I've talked about this with like conspiracy theories,
right?
Like the Newtown shooting. Mm-hmm. Let's just say there's a 1% chance you're wrong, Alex Jones, and that these are real families, right? And that you fucking...
What do you mean 1% chance you're wrong?
He's saying hypothetically.
Right. Ian, just fucking follow chance. Along.
Let's you're, say you believe fucking, this, but you have any doubt. If you have 1%
the fucking
worth
rhythm
of
the podcast. Oh. He's not paying attention. He sucks.
I'm paying attention so hard. I'm trying to process what you're saying.
You process nothing.
Process this dick, homo. I'll move forward.
But the point is, like, let's say, now I forgot what I was talking about. I hate him.
You're saying?
I hate him. I hate him so much. I can't just get a thought out because Ian's all fucking just, bah, 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 me. Me.
No. Try to listen. Okay, here we go. Throw something at me again.
I love how the mic's picked up the sound of the paper crumpling and hitting you in the head.
Ding.
Wait, what was I saying?
You're saying that even if you completely
believe... A 1% chance that you're wrong.
If you completely believe what?
The Sandy Hook shootings were staged.
Before that, what was it about?
Patton and
wife. Even if there's a 1% chance that you're wrong, so you're going to tell a guy like, oh...
I don't think anybody actually believes
that. No, nobody believes it. But let's say you really do believe it, which I don't believe anyone believes that. You're going to tell a guy... you're going to troll a guy and tell him that he killed his wife. You know how hard it is to lose your child's mother? Like, fuck that. Like, even if you're not together, like, me and my son's mother aren't together, do you know what it would be like to lose my son's mother? The pain that I would have to fucking deal with.
You'd have to get twice as many babysitters.
And the conversation that we'd have to fucking have, like, going to tell my kid that his mom is dead, it's crazy. So don't just be fucking better. Be better than that. It's one thing to be funny. It's one thing to fuck with people. It's one thing to make jokes. But it's like, kind of consider what you're doing in that case. Like, there's a little girl out there, Patton Oswalt's daughter, who has nothing to do with anything. Yeah. Who's going to go and fucking Google her dad's name one day and go on Twitter
terrible.
And it's not funny to them. They didn't sign up for this. It's not funny
to anyone.
Yeah. So I think that's fucked up to do, in my opinion. So, you know, people start tweeting at him. And then I noticed that Patton Oswalt followed me. As well, which was sort of a fucking, but said nothing.
Did your heart go like?
Didn't respond. No, it was just sort of like, I was like, oh shit, he's just letting me know, like almost like a fucking, like a mafia guy being like, no, I see you.
Mm.
I'm sorry, no, I see you.
Mm.
Which I almost respect. Realized dude of the week up for it. Not realized dude of the week. Obviously, there's somebody out there that's gonna fucking admit to raping on a Facebook Live or something. He's up for it
or
as well.
Pour water on my computer.
Really? It wouldn't be funny now because I gave you the idea. It's about timing, Ian. Now it would be funny. In that moment, it would be funny.
No, if you just tipped it over.
Yeah, dude. I'm a genius. Okay, you gotta understand how this all works. If you're gonna hurt people, you better be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's completely fucked up to do that to Patton and to even like, where's it? There's no humor in it. You're just being a mean person.
Well, Harrington
being,
did it.
Mean for no reason.
Harrington tweeted
funny.
That at Patton Oswalt specifically.
Fuck
he was like, didn't you murder your wife? And I'm like, Harrington, sure you don't work here. You live in the garden. But Sarah Harrington, you're a living garden gnome. You represent our garden.
Is it Trivago gnome?
Harrington, that needs to be a fucking t-shirt. Is Harrington's face as a fucking Trivago gnome?
Oh, with the fucking...
Yeah, dude.
I'm a genius!
No.
Ian Drop!
Oh, no. Ian Drop. That needs to be a mug right now. Where's Nate?
Nate?
He's getting your coffee. I'll tell him when he comes back.
Make a Harrington Trivago mug.
It's just going to be the Gas Digital Garden Gnome, and it's just Harrington's face on one of those little gnomes.
That's fucking great.
Yeah.
Nate? Can you hear me?
No, she'll tell him, dude. Relax.
Lewis,
tell
him.
It's not for the fucking... the audio listeners out there don't want to hear us re-explain it.
Do you, Kendama?
Kendama doesn't matter. Kendama. He can't even convince Laura to suck his dick.
Oh, my God. Lewis, stop it.
What?
Kendama.
I think you couldn't convince her to suck his dick. Your salesmanship is off, way off right now.
Laura, do you have a boyfriend? You just wouldn't suck his dick? You would suck his dick. Yeah, it's confusing. If you shake your head, yes.
This is showing how you do it.
After all that happened this past weekend towards Asian Americans, you're going to treat Kendama that way?
Is he Asian?
Well, the name is.
That's true.
Just give him a little blow. Who cares?
Lewis,
stop.
Does it
turn you on? It
Lewis,
turns
this
me
is
on
not fa- this is the equivalent
up.
Of yelling at Patton Oswalt.
Cut his mic.
Don't you dare.
It's cut for 3 minutes.
So wait, if she blows him, does she have to blow the 18 other hijackers?
Muhammad Kadama. That was funny.
It turns me on to eat pussy.
I know. Well,
if some chick, fine. If so, all right, so all right, if some radio host was like, dude, eat that girl's box right now.
What if she was in a car accident at 17?
Your mic's not on.
His mic's not on either.
Here you go.
3 minutes. No, he doesn't.
What
no.
if she was in a car accident at 17?
Now Chris's mic gets punished.
Come on. Oh, what the hell?
See? You guys won't let me just host my show, so now I gotta cut your microphones. No, touch my mic, I fucking...
Do
it
to shit again?
Go ahead, walk into it, I dare you. Walk into it. I'm gonna keep on going. I'll do that to your jaw. If you walk forward, it's gonna happen to your fucking jaw. Right now.
God, you punch all right, like
all right, a... All right. Put my mouth. Ow! This is crazy.
He was gonna say I punch like a bitch, but then his hand started hurting.
I wasn't gonna say bitch, I'm a fucking...
A beast?
Person. Like a best friend.
I have a test.
On,
I have a test. All right, put the mics on.
Can I? Thank you. Thank
I have a test
you.
For women. Do you remember that movie where what was the movie? The white kids started dating the black girls, old school movie, Italian.
A Bronx Tale.
Zebrahead?
Bronx. Zipperheads? A Bronx Tale.
That was the name of a punk rock store in Philly.
And you remember there was like the test Dead for the girl? Bad. Pull up that scene in A Bronx
Tale.
Yeah,
the door.
Pull that scene up.
I think this movie made me like black chicks. When I was in grade school, all I looked at was interracial porn.
Really?
Black guys on white guys. Girls. Both.
So this test, I have my
own. Oh, the Mario test.
I have my own test that I created for a chick. What I do is I call chicks.
You pull your cock out, and if she sucks it, she's a keeper.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yes, sir. I like her and everything, but see, she ain't white. She's from Webster Avenue.
She's a colored bro.
Yeah.
You like this girl?
I do, but I don't want to hear all the guys. I don't want to hear
fuck
their mouths.
Fuck those kids. I'm gonna
yeah.
Get her in jail anyway. Nobody cares.
But you know, Sonny, she smells
so
different.
It's good for you.
She's they smell like her.
She's got a yeast infection. She's like an eggplant parmesan.
Let me tell you something. When you're alone late at night in bed, just you and her under the covers, that's all that matters, see?
You're all black when the lights are off.
You gotta do what your heart tells you to do. Let me tell you something right now. You're only allowed 3 great women in your lifetime.
Whoa.
They come along like the great fighters.
Well, this is 3/5 of one of them.
So think about that, kid. It's so funny, like, just fucking, that's like such an old school, like, Italian
this is
way.
Such a good
it is a
message.
Great movie. It's a great movie.
Great movie.
But it really is like, that's the way Italian people think. It's like, you get three women, and it's like, that's it. It's like, no, you don't. There's no such thing as magic. Like, that's you could have five, you could have four, yeah. You could have 10, you could have one.
But I love how, like, I mean, backwardly progressive it is. He's like,
yeah,
she's black, she's from Western Africa. Oh, is she a colored girl?
Yeah. He's just like, ew. Get out of my car, Collagio. I just watched this thing.
Smash cut to fucking De Niro now, still having to make shitty movies to pay for weaves.
Yeah, keep the scene going.
Rocky Marciano, Sugar Ray Robinson, Joe Louis. Sometimes you get them all at once. Me? I had my three when I was 16. That happens. What are you going to do?
Then I realize I'm gay.
Maybe she's your first gray one.
Yeah, like what it's mob guy doesn't have a wife?
Go for it.
Definitely gay.
She's a good kid, this girl?
I don't know. I just met her yesterday, but I hope so.
Oh, here's what you do. Tomorrow you borrow my car.
You don't lend anybody your car.
It's all right. I'm going to lend you my car. I want you to make a good impression. You borrow my car, and then you give her the test.
But first, you got to put a garbage bag down on her chair.
The fucking psycho. What do you listen to this kid for? You give her my test. You give her the door test.
What's the door test?
All right, listen to
you
me.
Put her head in between the door.
Right where she is, right? Before you get out of the car, you lock both doors. Then you get out of the car, you walk over to her. You bring her over to the car. You take out the key, put in the lock, open the door for her. Then you let her get in. Then you close the door for her.
For the love of God, don't forget the key.
If she doesn't reach over, lift up that button for you so you can get in, dump her.
Just like that?
Listen to me, kid. If she doesn't reach over, lift up that button. Listen
you
to
make me, her bite the fucking curb.
Listen to me, kid. I had my last chick at 16. I know what I'm talking about. This fucking incel.
So that's his test, is she...
Fucking lazy Mario guinea test. Broads won't reach across the fucking bucket
seriously,
seat.
What fucking pig... What type of pig dog woman would not... That's the standard, is just being human. Human. That's what anybody would do.
Dude, you know what the standard is for guys? Fucking listen to me when I say no. That's it. And then they're like, you're a good guy.
What is that silly look you just gave me twice?
Yeah, we get it. You're a fucking feminist.
Somebody's insecure.
Whatever your look was, stunk. You did a silly face at the end of your lines.
No, I think that you were hearing that for the first time.
My test is this.
I can't believe you got that sentence out of saying, right, Nikki?
Fucking queer. You faggot.
I call all of the women that I bang beauty. I was like, hey, beauty. And I'm still waiting for one of them to respond and call me beast back. And if the one girl that calls me beast back, I'm going to marry. That's the one. That's my test that I have
made. Hey, beast back.
Hey, beast back. I don't want to be called Beastback so badly.
Oh, I'm the clock.
Beauty! 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 Beauty!
Not a single one of these bitches. Not a single one.
Not one? You got to keep trying, Lewis.
Trying.
I believe in you.
I believe in you too.
Thank you.
Thanks, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I have to shit so badly. I'm back on the diet again. So it's my first day back where I made my decision, so now it's my big shit day.
Oh, so your body's flushing?
Oh, fuck, dude. It's
speaking of flushing.
It's been so bad. I don't know. I was so motivated right before I left for Hawaii and Los Angeles, and then I just fell off. Up. But no, I'm officially back. I'm going to the gym right after this. I'm going to the gym, my Equinox, right over here.
New York Sports Club.
Yeah, I know. You're garbage. Okay. Yeah. And I'm going to get a workout in. I'm going to steam. Diet's fucking back. It doesn't matter. In fact, let's get some plugs out of the way. We didn't do any plugs yet today, and I got some shows that I want to plug. So let's do that really quick. Chris, what would you like to plug, my brother?
Obviously, High Society Radio. Actually, the episode that comes out tomorrow, we just had Libertarian presidential candidate Vermin Supreme called in.
Andrew Yang. Spoke about something that happened on my podcast. So
yeah, that show comes out on iTunes tomorrow, and then every Thursday, 8 o'clock, live on Gas Digital. We just did an intervention for Alex and Nate's drug problems, which clearly didn't take last week. That's in the bonus content.
You motivated them to go do more drugs.
Yeah,
it's like when you see on the subway, like those advertisements, where it's like, do you have a cocaine problem? And they enlarge the cocaine, like the same way they do with like cereals, like for enlarge for texture. And you're like, I've never wanted cocaine more than those. It looks so the cocaine in those advertisements looks perfect.
We made them watch Cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue. Remember that
PSA? Oh, yeah. I love Cartoon All-Stars. That also, one of the things that made me want to do drugs.
Yeah, because all your favorite cartoons come to life.
He had a box of drugs, downers, uppers, yeah. And then the drug, the smoke that was like the drug that was
starting to George C. Scott?
Cool as fuck, dude. Yeah,
that dude was the man.
Way cooler than most of the other cartoon characters.
Yeah, I completely forgot about all how much cooler that made drugs look.
I watched that very recently. I just watched it on YouTube. Mm.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Thank you.
Actually, can I have one too, please, Nate?
In the gnome cup.
Yeah, in a gnome cup.
We need the gnome cup.
Ian, we got a plug level.
Doggy, this Friday I'm in Rochester, New York at the Record Archive. Saturday I'm in Buffalo, the 21st at Milky's. And then, you know, you can come see me in the city every night. And then I'm in Europe, October 9th to the 19th. And I'd love if you're an international listener to come out, see me, say hi, say hello. And iAnimal on Instagram, ianfidance.com. And thank you for having me on the show, Lewis.
Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics watching movies, one that just went up. Me and Ian, my friend John Brennan, watching Monster Squad. And this weekend, I am at Pro Wrestling Magic in Jersey. And October 6th, Capital Wrestling comes back to Hoboken.
Is it the 5th? I think it's the 5th. That's okay. Saturday.
Thank you.
I think I'm going to go to that show.
Comes back. If you use the promo code Zach, two tickets for just $5.
Wow, that's awesome.
Wow. And
I'm gonna go hang because I got a bone to pick with fucking Chuck Nice. Is he gonna be there? Or Chuck Payne, rather. Chuck Nice, the comedian.
Yeah. Best week ever.
Ironic, by the way.
Yeah. Chuck Payne, he attacked me at Skankfest, so I want to make him feel a little bit unsafe in his own home territory. He should be watching out.
I think he'll feel pretty safe.
First of all, you guys, he attacked me after I had fought a full fucking MMA fight. And
against
I did
a gnome, a homeless gnome.
I did pretty good, all things considered. All things considered, I did pretty good against him. I gave him a fucking nasty nut shot. I fucking gave him a nice fucking chop to the fucking neck. He got the better of me, but that was after I fought. Nobody's disparaging my performance because I was already in a full-fledged fucking fight.
I don't know. It seems weird that he's banned from the building, but somehow snuck a door in. It seems very odd.
Yeah, the fact that the referee slid the door in for him. I watched the footage. I'm like, okay, that seems a little weird. Those guys should lose their licenses, at least.
I totally agree. October 7th, I'm recording a compilation album at the Village Underground, 7 p.m. if you want to come check it out.
Compilation album.
Listen to my podcast, Ian and Shane's Not-So-Secret Podcast, The Wild World of Ian and Shane.
That sucks. Now that's not happening.
Just, Sex just Ian no the City on iTunes.
Ian could do any more podcasts. Or Shane.
No, we're going to come back strong after he gets kicked off SNL.
Once it's kicked off, it's over. That's it.
That'll be great. Ian and I are going to kill it.
You get a lot of eyes on that show.
I just start leaking things to the press about Shane.
guys, I got some stuff coming up this weekend. Friday, Saturday night, I'll be in Nashville, Tennessee. Me and Kurt Metzger, the first date on our
Zanies? This shit.
Every time I'm speaking. I want everyone to know it's like every time you just fucking...
I was excited
you're
for
an
you.
Interrupting.
Is it at Zanies?
You're the interrupting cow.
Moo.
That's what you are. You're that fucking joke. Yes, Zanies. Yes, Zanies, guys.
I love Lucy.
This Friday, Saturday night, the 20th, 21st of September, me and Kurt Metzger, This Should End Well tour kicks off there. Then I will be October 7th in Los Angeles at Kill Tony. Probably some other special shows as well, but for sure I'm doing Kill Tony with Bisping. So make sure you guys grab those tickets because Bisping's debut on Kill Tony, which is going to be fucking hilarious. Guys, check out the other podcasts here on the network. Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Zach Mika's Midnight Spook Show, High Society Radio, and many more. 20 shows on the network. Use that promo code RAP for a 14-day free trial. Damn. I have heartburn.
Oh, Sexy in the City podcast coming soon to Guest Digital.
We don't like the idea.
Can buy my merch.
I don't like it.
Merch pump.
What are you doing?
Thunder. Beast back. Beast back. What is wrong with
my
you?
My heart hurts.
Let me help.
Stop punching me.
Stop it.
All right. Beast back.
Beast. Did you? What the
fuck? What is this hype?
How is that not one of our shitty sponsors, by the way?
Beast back.
Some workout program.
Yeah.
If you sign up for Beast back, text 308050.
You'll be raping in 30 days.
What is the...
Gus, the rapist. Rapist.
What is the hypersled? Travel that travels 6,600 miles per hour at an Air Force test site? What is this?
With a hyper yeah,
they,
what?
They just released footage of them like testing this hypersled.
Okay. Is this a new ride at Six Flags?
Is somebody on this?
No, I didn't think they put a person on it. Because this is going 6,600 miles an hour.
Shut. Not in real life.
So what's the point of it, though?
Probably transport. To like transport equipment. There it goes.
Wow.
Shut up. That's
it just
not...
made me think of Six Flags.
It did, dude. That's what it's like El Toro. Have you guys ever... That's
I already made that joke,
like.
That this is a new ride at Six Flags. Vulture, these guys steal jokes.
They've even got a video of it at quarter speed.
Can we quarter
and,
speed?
And you
was
can't,
no
you
difference.
Still can't see.
How
yeah.
does it stop?
Can we see it? At...
How can that stop? How can she slap? How can she stop?
Hey, you can imagine that was the train that hit your dad. He just explodes into a million pieces. No,
I'm gonna save money on cremation.
Stop! I will fight you if my computer has any water in it. Yeah, your dad's dead. Mine's too.
I don't really have anything after this, but don't.
Stop. Stop. There's coffee smelling everywhere. Do not fuck up my studio or you will legitimately be banned.
Ralph!
That ban board will fucking really be banning. I mean, some paper towels. And some new wiring.
What, for your fucking broken brain?
Dude, I'm sorry. We're going to make fun of your dead dad. You have to deal with it.
Where's more things to throw?
Accept it. Accept it. We all make fun of my dead dad. You can't accept us making fun of your dead dad?
We're different people, Lewis. You and I. You're
His
a beast
dad loved
back.
Him.
Yeah, my dad loved me.
Did he?
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yes.
What's the last thing he said to you?
You think he would still love you? No, what was
don't
the...
don't trust beast backs.
I need more paper towels, Nate. There's water all over me. Water.
Water.
There's water everywhere.
I'm from Delaware. Water.
Fuck. Oh, you're lucky I didn't fucking throw this whole hot cup of coffee right in your dumb fucking face.
Good. Good. I'm glad you didn't either.
Here we go. Thank
hell
you.
To pay.
It's fine, Nate. Thank you very much. I don't trust touching you while you're wet. Fucking... Guess those employees are like fucking magic toads from the Amazon.
you told me to lick one of their foreheads. Yeah. I was like, I am not getting
it's
high
over.
On
you're
that.
Gonna get fucking crazy. You shake Nate's hand while he's got water on his hand. You're getting fucked up.
Is your computer period. Fucked up? I got water on it.
How bad would you feel? I'll bill you, dude.
You'll bill him?
What this is the most my computer's ever been cleaned. I'm just literally scratching,
just wiping cum
dried
off.
Cum off my. It's actually thank you, Nate. Ian, I needed this.
Well, you know,
this is nice.
Finding the positivity in everything. HIV.
This is fucking nice. Okay, beautiful.
Great. Good work. Let's wrap this up.
No, dude. This is my show.
How much more time are
we
doing?
We do an hour and a half show, so that means there's 9 minutes left in the show.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Come on. What do you guys want to do for the last 9 minutes? You guys want to listen to me rap Eminem's Rap God? In its entirety?
If you think, however bad you think it is, I spent an hour Uber ride where he did Rap God on repeat.
Shut
in an
up.
Uber? Playing it on his phone. Yeah,
I think I was going to kill himself, the Uber driver.
Why would you do this?
Because me and Justin Silver were supposed to have a Rap God.
But you
rap
guys
battle.
Ubered to Six
You're
Flags?
You're just going
to
both do.
No, this was, if we did a rogue gig, then we were running late. So we got off the train we were on and took an Uber. You know how the whole Lewis Uber thing?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have all this bad shit? Meanwhile, as Puerto Rican as possible, Lewis only listens to things on the speakers.
He brings his own beaded seat cover.
It's distracting.
Yeah. All right.
Why do you do that?
At one point, he even knew how bad it was because he turned to me and he went, I'm really sorry. Because I was on the roof of the car like Teen Wolf.
Yeah, dude. Well, Justin pussied out of the... So I learned probably 85% of Eminem's Rap God.
Can you rap
for
it?
For no reason. Yeah.
Let me hear it.
I'll do the opening verse.
What's the thing? You and Justin were both supposed to just rap.
Justin loves rapping his pre-recorded raps. Remember that on the show? Legion of Skanks? When we had a rap battle and I beat him?
Justin Silver?
Episode 163.
You were on Legion of Skanks?
Yeah, dickhead.
No, we never invited you on Skanks. You're a B-team player.
Yeah, right. You called me out to the big leagues, and I hit a homer, pal.
You hit a homo in his butt with your dick.
I wish. That's where I'm going after this.
Are you fucking a dude after this?
No, well, you know.
I mean, at some point. It will be after this.
No, I'm not. Not today.
Go ahead, Shannon. I'll do the first verse.
I'm trying to find a karaoke version so it's easier for you to follow
along.
It's on
YouTube.
With it.
I don't even need to follow along, bitch. I got it memorized. We'll have the dome piece.
All right, so let me get the real version then.
Don't get the real version because then I'm singing along with Eminem.
Okay. Beast back right, mode.
Ready? Go ahead.
Wait, that's the karaoke thing.
Was the machine starting up? What was it? Yeah. Was the karaoke machine being plugged in? Also, this sticker that this guy gave me.
Not very good. Yeah, that's why you need
this
mine.
Is a shitty version. That's bad.
That's Shannon, a karaoke version.
There's like, no, there are karaoke versions that sound like the real version,
yeah,
Shannon.
So get the
go to YouTube. I'll show you which one to do.
I picked an instrumental. I think this is official instrumental.
Go. What?
I'm just picturing this coming out of a fucking phone speaker. Being right at 3 in the morning. Oh, Jesus.
Look, I'm on the one train uptown.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. All my people from the front to the back, not back done. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap buck? Slap bucks. I said I rap like a robot, so call me rap butt. For me to rap like a computer must be in my jeans. Got a laptop in my back pocket. My pen will go off when I half cock. Got a fat knot from that rap prof. I made a living in a killing off it. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office, with Monica Lewinsky filling on his nutsack. I'm an MC still is on this, but as rude as an indecent as all hell. Syllables, kill a holic, kill them all with. I know so much of it. I just there's like three sections that I can't get that I'm like fucking.
How did you and Justin decide you were gonna do this?
We were just very impressed to listen to Rap God one day. It's like, this is the greatest song I've ever heard. Then he started sucking my dick again. That's great.
Rap God's great.
Okay, well, I'm beginning to feel dyslexic. Like a rap
thought
dog.
It was rap dog.
Yeah, I love rap dogs. It's a dog that raps. I speak dog. He raps dog. We should link up.
We should link up.
Rap dog is hilarious.
Get rap dog.
Have you heard this? It's a dog. He raps. That's fucking great. All right. Look, we're going to fucking wrap this one up. Boy, I ain't fucking around. I throw heat like that all day, doggies. My new Blue Chew came in. 34 new Blue Chew dick pills. Fucking like a stallion. Are you fucking kidding me? He put the sticker on my... It's making me
feel
it. Yeah! Snap the computer in half.
You got eardrops. Woo!
Oh, shit, welcome. Dude. I'm literally tearing it off right now. Ian, you're not leaving your sticker on my computer.
It stays.
We're done. Thank you. Goodbye.
That's all, folks.